Hello, hello. Welcome to Pod Bless Texas. I'm Lillian Salerno here with my friend and pod co-host, partner, Kendall Scudder.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How's your week been?
A little bit raucous, yes. Lillian.
You have been in the news a lot.
I like being a news person.
I know.
And in the news person.
Relevance. You've been very relevant lately.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I can't wait.
It's been a crazy week. We're definitely going to talk about it a little bit later. But we were sitting and looking around waiting for somebody to do the right thing, and nobody stepped up to do it. And we're like, you know what? You don't have to be an attorney. You don't have to be an elected official. You can just step up and do it yourself.
Yep. So. Yep. Anytime Ken Paxton can be jarred by the rule of law, anybody should do it.
Oh my God. That guy's a clown. How's your week been?
It's all right. Yeah, it's just been everyday corona.
Everyday corona dealing with?
Yeah, I'm trying to get, you know, just things in motion with the projects that I'm working on. But
you're always so cryptic!
No, I'm just saying, it just seems like we can't get out of this deal, man. Every time we think we're moving forward, we're moving backward. Texas, yeah. I just get calls all the time. What could we do to try to help us here? Because we're opening up too fast, and I don't know. I just worry about the summer. Anyway.
Do you want to tell the people about what you made me do last week? What you made me watch?
I made you watch the show called Hollywood.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Yeah. It was Netflix. It was recommended to me, and so Kendall and I were going to watch something because we were going to watch the tiger one.
Hang on, prefacing in this center of this. Lillian and I are kind of attached to the hip. We're always together. During Corona, that has not been the situation. It's been about once a week. And last week, Lil was hanging around.
Was I?
You were hanging around a little bit, but that's fine. I enjoy your company. I don't mind it. And so Lil was like, well, let's start a TV show together. And I was, you know, what could we watch that we would both enjoy?
Yeah.
A show I had never heard of, but Lillian says would be great. Hollywood.
So bad.
By the makers of Glee.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I actually like Glee.
Only someone who has never met me in their life would think that that's something I would enjoy.
First of all, Glee was good, but this was terrible.
Okay.
And I had no idea. And we watched the first episode, and we're like, we thought it was like a joke about being a show. It was so bad.
I get that some people may like it. I don't want to shit on you if it's your thing, but it is not.
Can you just imitate how they talked on it? Because you did a pretty good imitation.
Lillian! Lillian, what are we doing? Recording a show, Lillian! We're going to be stars, Lillian! It was a whole thing. I don't.
Is that in Hollywood?
What's that you say, Lillian? We're going to watch a show?
It was all about when women and people of color and LGBT community were first allowed into Hollywood, but it was just over the top.
It was a whole thing.
I mean, just some parts of it were just
ridiculous. Lillian claims to have also not liked it, but then left and went home and finished it. So
I kept thinking it had to have something redeeming about it. Nothing. Just bad.
So
just
Lillian's terrible. Not allowed to pick shows anymore. That's the rule.
Well, you picked The Tiger King, and I only got two.
And you loved it, but you didn't get
through. I only got three episodes.
That's because you didn't watch it, but you didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. It was just a lot.
It's a little bit in the past now. We've all, as a society, we've moved past Tiger King.
I probably want to get back to watching it again. Yeah. But anyway, my show of choice is Billions. I really like that, and that's a new, but I'm not watching that with you, and you don't really like that anyway.
I don't know. I'd probably like it more than Hollywood, Lillian.
Hollywood. Take it off your list, people.
I don't know. I think...
I love Broadway and I love musicals and stuff, but this had nothing to do with that. This was bad. The only thing, I think some of the costumes were okay.
Great. Anyway. I usually watch shows for the costumes.
You're into costumes. Imagine, and before there was television, you just listened. You couldn't even know what the costumes were.
Oh, I know. And in the silent films, it was nothing but costumes.
Well, that was part of the...
I know.
Remember, they talked about the non-talking movies.
Anyways,
you like part of it because you're remembering a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you only remember things you like. That's the rule.
So said the childhood trauma people. Anyway, we have a great show today. Well, it's just us, quite frankly.
Yeah, we don't have... I am your guest today.
Yes. Kendall's going to talk about the lawsuit.
It's not a lawsuit. The complaint that we filed. But let me explain why. Guys, I just couldn't write a script and get a guest this week. I had a lot going on. And so we're going to
have a great guest next week.
We are, and we're going to do Hit the Headlines this week. And this will be the first time that I talk about all of the Ken Paxton and stuff that's been in the news.
Yay.
So we will do that.
But first, we've got to hit the headlines. First headline, Governor Abbott.
Is that the headline? The headline is just Governor Abbott.
Governor Abbott qualifies regarding his potency as a governor.
When you wanted to put this on the headline list, I said, Lillian, how are you going to boil that down to something you can say in like 2 seconds?
Okay. Governor Abbott is coming across as a bad governor compared to other big state governors.
And Governor Abbott ranks towards the bottom on response by governors.
Yeah, he's 11 out of 12.
The big states.
Right, and Governor Kemp from Georgia is the only one that is considered worse than him on coronavirus response from big state governors. So
why is that, Lillian?
Well,
Greg Abbott can do no wrong.
I know, he's so loved. And even me that knows he's just a terrible leader, I just always want to give him a pass.
I don't know why he is like Teflon. There is a poll.
He will be president one day for sure.
Oh, he will run one day.
He will run and he will win.
I don't know if he'll win.
Yeah, because a guy like this, he's complete Teflon.
I know he will run. I haven't gotten that far yet. I don't know who he's running against.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. A poll came out judging people's responses, like how they feel that the governor has handled himself. 57% approve of the way he's handling it. However, 59% say we're really opening things up too soon. I mean, how does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
Greg Abbott is garbage. He's a terrible governor.
Terrible.
Who, frankly, is a coward. He keeps putting out orders that he doesn't even want people to follow because his base doesn't like them. So he'll put out an order, his base will say they don't like it, and then he'll criticize people for following his order.
I know. And he's got such a challenge because all the big cities are run by competent people in Texas. And all the big cities are just rejecting pretty much everything he says.
Yeah.
It's going to be a showdown.
I left my phone that has all my notes on it on the bar, so I've got to walk over there and get it. But we can keep talking about Greg.
All right. Well, let's go to the second headline. The second headline
No, I had things to say about this one. Sorry, guys.
Be prepared, okay. Really.
I had to set stuff up for all of this. Working from home, guys, kind of hard, even when you're a famous podcast celebrity.
Yeah, right. So famous.
Okay, so what I wanted to read to you was the statement that Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins put out about Greg Abbott moving backwards on what his proclamation was for the county to follow. They wanted to put out a mask order. Abbott says you're not allowed to put out a mask order alongside Ken Paxton. So here is the release that they put out in Dallas County. We intentionally modeled the public health guidelines based on the governor's recommendations, never imagining he did not want his own guidelines followed. I asked the public to make decisions based on the recommendations of public health professionals. Our lives depend on it.
Wow.
How do you run a government when you can't even count on the state to have any level of clarity on what they're expecting from you?
Much less at the state level, and then you bring that to the national level. I mean, we are one nation, and just the non-guidance that we're given our elected leaders is just criminal, really. All right, so that's Governor Abbott. Next headline.
How did that headline trump my headline? That's what I want to know.
How did
that become the one headline, number one headline? But
the most important headline is that the petition that was filed with the complaint. I'm sorry, my brain's not working. The complaint with the district attorney here in Dallas, filed by famous Kendall Scudder and lawyer Woot Liver. How do you spell this?
Larvazit.
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 And made national headlines, was on NPR and others, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Thank you for that intro, Lil. I appreciate it.
It was just exceptional. Way to go, brave souls.
Thanks. For people who are curious about it, here's what happened this week. Actually, let's go take it about a month. On April 15th, there was a ruling by a state judge that said that you being susceptible to contracting coronavirus qualifies you under the disability statute to qualify for a vote by mail. Okay? It was a ruling by a state judge. I'm not asking you to agree with it. I'm just telling you it's what they said.
Right.
Okay? And the order was appealed. It had been stayed. And so that is the law. Okay? It doesn't matter where people stand on it. Ken Paxton, on the 1st, sent a letter to every elections official in the state of Texas contradicting that ruling. The attorney general is not who makes laws.
Right.
And they're not who interprets laws. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so when they are a chief law enforcement official.
Right.
And so when a judge rules an order and it puts down an order and that order is stayed, that is the law. And he intentionally lied to and misled elections officials all around this state. Well, that's a violation of Texas elections code. And you can't do that.
Right.
So in accordance with Texas election code, two individuals within the jurisdiction can file a complaint to their DA, put in a spotlight on where that corruption or fraud is happening to trigger an automatic investigation. So we filed a complaint with our attorney or with our district attorney here in Dallas County, John Cruzo, triggering an investigation on 254 counts of federal elections fraud against the attorney general. And,
yay. Yeah. What we want? Do we want other folks from different counties to file a complaint?
You know, I think that's
district attorney.
I mean, that's up to them. I don't want things to get too convoluted. I'm not here to create a circus. I just think the law should be followed, and it's not about whether you agree with the law. That's not what he should be doing. His rule, his job is to enforce the law, and is not to create confusion around who does and doesn't qualify for a ballot by mail.
But certainly, if the judge made the correct ruling, I mean, people, whether you contract COVID or not, the anxiety surrounding it, certainly, it's just like a post-traumatic stress or any other issue, or somebody who's lost a child that can't drive, and, you know, they're able, it's a self-determinant on your ability to file a absentee ballot. I mean, it's you are saying it. You're saying
that that is your disability, right? There isn't like an investigation done to see if you actually have one,
right,
usually.
Right.
Look, vote by mail in Texas has happened for decades. And people who say they don't like vote by mail, how do you expect our active service members to vote,
right?
Should they have the right to vote? You'll say yes. So then you say, well, what about our seniors and people with disabilities? Should they have a right to vote by mail? And they'll say, yes. Well, sure, they should be an exception too. So when you're looking to define what a disability is, you know, that's what the question is. Do people who are susceptible to contracting coronavirus constitute a disability? Again, doesn't matter what your opinion of it is. Mm-hmm. A court has already ruled that. Another point to pay attention to with it is that Ken Paxton is currently out of jail on bond. And if he commits another offense, he's going back to jail because it's a violation of his bond. So, you know, that's why he's particularly scared of it right now. And that's why he's...
Well, he should have just sat back then, let the court work it out.
Why stop conducting illegal behavior? Yeah, he should absolutely have not done that.
Gee.
So then earlier today, he actually filed a writ with the Texas Supreme Court saying that the two men in Dallas that are accusing him of election fraud are creating mass confusion around the state, and that there is a huge surge in vote by mail applications after we filed that. And so now he's trying to go to the Supreme Court to get them to make a ruling and overturn the judge's rule. So
he's going, so they'll have to, the Supreme Court will have to
I think they have
overrule.
To respond to a writ, I don't think. I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
I think I am an attorney, but yeah, they're going to have to respond. But I'm just saying they have the jurisdiction to overturn the original ruling on what constitutes a disability, I wonder.
So, I mean, stay tuned and watch and see what that's happening. But we have triggered a Supreme Court. So we will see what happens on that front now. Frankly,
elections matter, my friend.
Well, frankly, it does not matter.
Well, I'm just saying the Supreme Court.
In this particular complaint that I filed, I am of the opinion, and I believe Woot, who filed alongside me, will be of the same opinion, that it does not matter what the Supreme Court says, simply because what was law at the time he lied to elections officials was law. That ruling was made, it was stayed, that order was stayed, and he lied to elections officials, regardless of what the Supreme Court may say tomorrow or next week. So he lied to elections officials, he should seek the consequences. Period.
This idea that you shouldn't be able to do something by mail and ballot. I just signed my tax return today, or that's what I need you to put off for me. I signed.
I need to sign your tax return?
No. I just, my printer is not in my house. So anyway, but I'm able to affirm and attest of my income and my withholdings and all through mail. But I can't go vote for my local guy. It's so ridiculous.
There are two types of people that oppose vote by mail, okay? One type of person is people like Ken Paxton, who know that giving expanded access to a ballot to Texans and driving up voter turnout in Texas will cause Republicans to lose. That's number one, the types of people. Those are folks who don't care if you don't have access to a ballot and would happily disenfranchise you.
Right. They're poll tax people. They liked it when black people didn't vote and other people didn't vote.
Absolutely.
They lived in that world.
Number two type of person is a person who does not understand mail-in ballots. A person who... Sorry.
So you think that there's enough confusion out there?
I think it's the type of people who don't understand the security precautions that are taken for ballots. They think that you just, I guess, write your choice on, or you get a piece of paper and say, do you want to vote for so-and-so? Yes or no? Circle it, stick it in the mail. That's not how it works.
Right.
You have to apply for it and put all of your information, once you are approved for it, to make sure you are an eligible voter. It goes to their house. Once it gets to your house, you have to sign it. Then you have to sign the outside of your envelope and the signatures have to match.
Right.
Like, there are precautions that are taken. That's why fraud is so low.
Right.
If you don't understand that that's happening, I could see how you would be upset thinking that we're just stuffing ballots with envelopes full. But you should do your due diligence as a human and understand that we already allow active service members to vote, seniors to vote, people with disability, they already have the ability to do it to vote by mail. Right now, all you have to do is expand that access in a time of a national crisis.
Right, which should happen now because we need to get everything set up for November. If we wait too long, then we're gonna have nobody having any clarity by November. July, I think, is gonna be a shit show.
Right.
Already.
Well, you're right. I mean, and we have an election coming up in July. And that's one of the reasons why the order being stayed is law of the land. Because they had to do that to make sure people knew what the rules were going into this election.
Well, I'm trying to have on next week, and I just have to confirm, but the guy that helped institute it is a lawyer and a professor in Oregon. I got to meet with him a couple of years ago, and he's just brilliant. But talking about the security issue, he has all the stats. For the state of Oregon, it's only vote by mail. They have over 60% participation. It's not through mail-in. They put, you know, receptacles for your vote over a very long time, maybe a month, and they've had literally less than 0.5% fraud. And he goes through it and how they check, and like, it's just incredible how secure it is.
Well, yeah, and imagine how awesome it would be where you don't have to constantly worry about missing an election, right?
No.
Anytime that there is an election for utility district, school board, city council, state, federal,
bonds.
That ballot or bonds, initiatives, constitutional referendums, those ballots are immediately mailed to your house. And you go to your mailbox, you go, oh, look, there must be an election. You take your ballot into the house, you do your research from home, you fill out your options, you fold it up, you follow security guidelines and stick it in, drop it off.
I also think, I mean, the technology that they use for the census this time, I mean, you could do it in 5 seconds online. I mean, and there are a lot of people that don't have permanent residence. So,
sure.
I mean, that group of lots of young people fall in that group that just, you know, especially during this crisis where they're leaving university, going home, don't know, their internships got canceled, they should be able to vote online.
Yeah, you know, I think we're struggling enough to try to get it a vote by mail, but
that's a deliberate act. This is not because of lack of technology. This is not about lack of security. This is of all politics.
My argument with vote by mail over voting online is that at least you have a paper trail of all the ballots. If you have wanted a paper trail, like if what you're concerned about is all these election machines around the state where you aren't able to track a paper trail, mail-in ballots give you an automatic paper trail.
Right.
Where ballot, and you're able to go through and count. I mean, it solves for all these problems. It's not an issue. The only reason it's an issue is because the people at the top trying to deny ballots to people are convincing people that don't understand mail-in ballots to hate it.
Right. So it's suppression. It's voter suppression.
And one more thing. Dan Patrick, or not Dan Patrick, I don't know.
Ken Paxton.
One more thing.
But Dan Patrick, I'm sure, has something we could talk about today.
Ken Paxton is a reckless thug with a rap sheet stretching from petty larceny to federal elections crime. Okay? We do things a little bit different in Texas. That's how we always like brag about. The way we did things different in Texas this time is we elected a chief law enforcement official with a mugshot and a rap sheet. Yeah. And so don't be surprised when he runs amok on the law. It has to stop somewhere.
Right.
And
right.
I think that this complaint could be the thing that stops him, shows a violation of his bond, and could finally hold him accountable for the things that he's done. At least I hope so. And if not, we're going to keep trying to hold him accountable.
Great. So congrats to you and Woot.
Thanks.
Glad, proud of y'all for doing that.
We worked
That's
hard.
Awesome. I know you did. I know you've been doing that. All right. Next headline. John Reckless. Maybe confirmed on Tuesday to be our chief intelligence officer, or is he FBI?
It's intelligence.
Well, that would be, he'd have to be intelligent, and I haven't seen that.
The same man who just a year ago was laughed out of nomination and had to remove himself. We have reduced ourselves as a country so much that guy is now acceptable.
Yeah, the bar just keeps getting lower. Okay.
Ratcliffe removed himself from nominations last time after it was found that he falsified large swaths of his resume, and he actually did not have the experience he claimed he did. Apparently does not matter now.
This administration, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Anyway, so that's Congressional District 4, which are your old stomping grounds.
It's the district formerly represented by Ralph Hall, who watched a long time ago. He was a congressman there until he was in his 90s, and he was defeated by Ratcliffe. But what this will now do, if he is confirmed on Tuesday, it will trigger a replacement of him on the ballot. The Republican Party of Texas has already called for a meeting of precinct chairs throughout CD4 to replace him on a ballot. The list of people that want that is, you know.
If you win that's a Republican, you'll win the district.
It is very possible. It is about an 80-20 split district. Mm-hmm. There is a Democrat running there. His name is Russell Foster.
Oh, good.
Now he's not running against an incumbent if Ratcliffe gets appointed, and so we should certainly support our rural Democrats. He's from Sherman, Texas, and it's a district stretching from Sherman to Texarkana.
Crazy gerrymandering.
Yeah, so we'll see. Amongst the people being listed to replace him in that, top of that list is my former opponent, Bob Hall, who is an octogenarian, the oldest member of the Texas Senate, may become the oldest member in the Texas congressional delegation.
And the tin hat guy. Right?
He believes that the number one danger to Texans is electromagnetic space waves from outer space.
Only in Texas. Oh my God. Yeah.
Tinfoil hat.
When are we going to know that guy's going to run?
We don't know. He's praying about it, so we're going to hear about it after he prays about it.
Can he go to church and pray these days, or does he have to stay
home? I'm sure he's still going to church. Actually, he's not. He's probably telling other people to, and he's staying at home. And then there's a former aide to Ratcliffe that's interested. I've heard that Justin Holland is a state rep in a weird district that looks like a claw.
That's Frisco. I live in it.
Frisco goes up, hits the very top of Collin County, down, and then has all of Rockwall County.
That's crazy.
I've heard Justin Holland's interested. Really, any state rep, any county judge, they're all Republicans out there, and any county commissioner, any city councilman, any mayor is probably going to be looking at it in some capacity. So it will be a complete clusterfuck to figure out who's going to hold that seat. And then there will be a fall, right? If you end up putting someone like Bob Hall in place, then there's going to be a whole election for his Senate race. If it goes to a member of the House, then there's going to be a whole bunch of runs for those House seats. So this is going to trigger several special elections, I would imagine.
Awesome. Yay. Maybe they have to get the voting straight first. All right. Next headline.
None of those Republicans better vote by mail.
Not a one. Not a one. Let's see. The state next headline's the Senate seat that Kirk Watson, we didn't type anything up today.
Texas Senate seat vacated by Kirk Watson.
Kirk Watson over in Austin.
Yeah, the lineup for that seat has been solidified.
Sarah Eckhart.
Who is currently, or formerly,
She did resign.
It was a bit controversial, yes.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
She was the county judge in Travis County, which is the county that Austin is inside of. I don't want to, you know, mar her at all. We all make our decisions. She got a lot of heat for resigning when she did because it was right as the coronavirus took hold. Mm. People were like, now is the time we need you to be a county judge, and you left us, is kind of the thing. However, you know, she's entitled to it. And you know, with the county judge supervisory, there are positions like committees and departments in place to actually run the protection there. So, you know,
she's their equivalent of
a mayor or like a Clay. Yeah, she's Clay the Jenkins. Person. Yeah, she's the Clay Jenkins of Travis County.
It's a very important
And
position.
She left right as COVID started to run here.
But she had already decided to leave.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's the case.
So, well, you can. I mean, you know, it's of poor taste in my opinion. But, you know, to each their own, Travis County gets to make that decision.
Okay. Anyway, and then and then we have Eddie Rodriguez,
who is a member of the Texas House right now. Mm-hmm. He seems to be having a laundry list of endorsers. Mm-hmm. I think 120 was the last list I saw. Mm-hmm. He's the heir apparent.
Okay, because that's his area. Yeah. Those are his voters. Those are his constituents. All right, and then somebody else that I don't know named Jeff.
What?
There's a third.
Oh, I listed these and she hand wrote them and can't read
it. Yeah, Jeff somebody.
The next big one is Zimmerman. There's a Libertarian and Independent.
Don Zimmerman,
Who was a former Austin City Councilman. He was beaten by Jimmy Flanagan, thank goodness, because he's an awful City Councilman. He's tried to run several times since then, just can't get a foothold. He's now running for the Senate. He's a non-issue.
I love these people that run all the time.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Walter, too, running. Anyway.
Yeah, and a guy named Walter. And Walter is running.
Walter is. All right.
So the ones to watch are Sarah. Eddie Rodriguez and Sarah Eckhart.
Yeah, they're on our side.
And then Don Zimmerman will probably be the most prominent Republican running for the seat.
Republican, could they win in that
No.
seat? No, I didn't think so. So happy
well,
when we can
here's
see
what
that.
I'll say. We said that about the Senate district that Pete Flores currently
That's
has, SD 19. We had a special election there, and Democrats notoriously don't do well in special elections. That would be fixed if we had mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but the odds of a Democrat losing there, probably 1 in 100.
Wow.
I mean, Democrats are going to win that seat.
All right. Finally, last headline, sad headline, that Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer has been tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah. Yes. So very sad. It hits close to home. We're thinking about her and her family, and we hope that you're able to pull through it. You know, it's never great, but what it shows you is that it doesn't matter where you are in a position of leadership in the state, you are susceptible to contracting coronavirus.
Yeah, and folks making decisions, I think, realize that. And that's why we've been so proud of a lot of the leadership from Travis and Harris and Dallas County when dealing with, they seem like they look at it through the prism of this could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Unlike some other folks. All right, and that was Hit the Headline. Now, do you want to do an obsessed?
Lillian, this episode isn't over yet, because before we go, we have to play everyone's favorite segment. It's called Obsessed! Obsessed, where each of us are going to talk about one news story from the week, whether it was politics or wasn't, that we've been completely obsessed with. And as always, we have to start this segment with Lillian Salerno, who is looking frantically through her head to try to find a story she's been obsessed with. Lillian, what's something this week you've been completely obsessed with?
Well, I was pretty upset, and I guess obsessed. Yeah, I was upset watching the press conference by the guy in the White House on Monday, where he verbally attacked two female journalists, and one was of Asian descent, and he literally said, you know, when she asked the question, which was a proper question, I can't remember what it was, and he goes, well, why don't you ask China? It was just so below the belt, and it was just showed our country in such a poor light. And I think about our Asian friends and community members who have to look at that and how that must make them feel. And it just is I just can't believe we have a commander in chief that's operating at this level. So it's just over the top.
I would commend her journalist colleague, whose name I don't know, who, whenever that happened, refused to ask a question and yielded her time to allow her to come back.
Yes.
Then they got their mics cut off, and then Trump stormed out of the press conference.
I mean, it was like, I mean, I couldn't believe it was happening. I mean, I sometimes watch those because I need to be watching them for, you know, some of the things that we all are looking for guidance and, you know, confirmation and science. And then you watch them, and then you just feel so disheveled afterwards. It was just, it was a horror.
Doesn't make you feel confident in your government.
No. I probably should stop watching, but I said, it's almost like you just got to keep watching, thinking it's going to get better, and it never does.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I was obsessed with.
Great obsessed, Lillian Salerno.
How about you?
You know, I've been obsessed with this Ken Paxton stuff all week, but I've already hashed through that. So I'm going to pick a different obsessed this week. So my obsessed this week is this United States Senate race here in Texas. That's something we haven't talked about yet, where some news has broken. Mm-hmm. Lots of endorsements are falling. They have set the date for the official debate between MJ Hager and Royce West. It will be, what, June 2nd?
June 2nd.
Mm-hmm. And during the Texas Democratic Convention. Mm-hmm. So that will be an exciting thing.
And that's all virtual, right?
Yeah. So that'll be an exciting thing to be able to watch. What I've been obsessed about it, though, is how it just doesn't feel like a U.S. Senate election. Mm-hmm. It feels so boring.
Yeah, it does.
Compared
to Beto's. Senate election, I guess.
Just doesn't feel as hotly contested. We've seen some polling come out. MJ Hager is way ahead of Senator Royce West. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Royce may be able to pull out who would have thought that a 30-year senator would be an underdog? Which, frankly, makes me very impressed by MJ Hager. Mm-hmm. I could vote either way right now. Mm-hmm. I haven't picked a side. I've not endorsed. I probably will not decide until the debate. But, I mean, what an underdog story for someone like MJ Hager, who's never held public office, only run for office once, lost by the skin of her teeth. Coming back, she is a powerhouse fundraiser, raised over $1 million right now, cash on hand. Royce West has $120,000 cash on hand. A 30-year senator. I've said this before on the show, what an awful campaign.
Well, you know.
Nothing against him personally. Nothing against him personally. He's a great... I've known Royce. I've worked with him in the party for years. Like the guy. The campaign he has put together is not one that's going to beat John Cornyn.
I'm just wondering if this mail-in, fewer folks coming out really helps Royce.
It sure may.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering. I mean, MJ's gotten all these endorsements from, you know, sort of... You know, the Democratic leadership Senate campaign, and
which is weird.
And all no, they've all gone for her. I mean, they.
I know, but
been
it's
on her campaign.
But it's weird that they picked her over a 30-year senator.
Well, they'd already had their eye on her for a long time, and you know, pretty much persuaded her to run.
Royce did jump in a little late.
Yeah, so I mean, that's part of it. But I also, she's got huge support by sort of institutional players, which is weird because he's a 30-year senator, but different institutional players. I mean, he's got broad-based support here in Texas.
It seems that Texas institutional players are all behind Royce. DC institutional players are all behind MJ, and people like you and me who don't give a fuck what institutional players say don't know.
Well, people like us, we wish want John Cornyn out of that job, and it's unfortunate that, you know, I mean, everybody wanted Beto to run and that kind of stuff, but the Beto factor, knowing what the Senate race last time versus this time, makes us all go, boy. would have been nice to have a Beto type of run, but who knows? Beto couldn't, you know, maybe capture Lightning again.
Yeah.
But maybe he could have. I mean, he's still such a popular figure. But boy, and I'm sure he's not endorsing. I wouldn't think
no,
so.
No, I doubt it.
But MJ, I mean, I got a call the other, just maybe yesterday, on the some Democratic group out of D.C. asking for support for her. I get mail, you know.
They're actually campaigning.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like.
Yeah.
If MJ pulls this off, I'm not saying that I don't know who I'm voting for, but if MJ pulls this off, that is an underdog story like crazy to have beaten Royce West, mm-hmm. who all through my time in the party, Royce is like the captain, the Mr. Democrat.
Yeah, the king.
I mean, and so for him to be like struggling to raise money and catch up with this scrappy campaign.
Struggling. I just don't think he's doing it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's just not doing it.
No, I mean, he's...
So then how can I trust him to run against Cornyn? That's what my hang-up is on that campaign. Love Royce. Mm-hmm. How can I trust him to run against John Cornyn when I can't trust him to raise money or run a decent campaign in a primary?
I don't know.
In his own people. Like, this is our... This is the Democrats. These are our folks.
Yeah, he may... I don't know. He may come out, you know, guns a-blazing here in the next couple of weeks. I don't know. You know, they had to be waiting for something. They haven't really been raising money. You and I haven't gotten a call.
No.
Which, I mean, I show you should,
I can't believe no one's called me for their $20 contribution.
I know, but I've contributed quite a bit more. I haven't got that call either, but anyway, it's just strange. Anyway.
So that's what I've been completely obsessed with.
Obsessed.
And that was obsessed! If you have something that you... Why don't we do this every week? You people never send them in. You never send them in.
That's okay.
If you've got something you've been obsessed with, send your video of 30 seconds
It'll
or fewer to info@podblesstexas.com and we might play it on the next episode. info@podblesstexas.com
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. We're this is a little bit of a sleepy show, but next week we'll be out there with a very important guest. I have two big important
Are you implying that I am not a very important guest?
You were awesome. And
I am the first guest on Podcast Texas that has invited you into my home.
And sorry, I didn't. I'm still in my workout clothes. Instead.
Well, me too.
For your guestdom. Yeah. Anyway, Kirsten Gillibrand.
Can't get no, they got no respect at all.
Do your imitation. That was just good. Come on.
No, this was such a great episode. Do you have any words of wisdom to leave the people with before we're done?
I don't have any, but stay safe. Wear your mask out there. Just do it. It's just easier for everybody.
Don't be a dick. Wear your mask.
And take care of your family and friends and do some virtual phone calls, even if you think you can't do it. I had to force myself, but now I'm all into it. And use Zoom. And if you can't use Zoom, call Kendall. He'll
Are you just listing
it.
All the things to do?
Yeah, that's my... No, I'm just saying to communicate with people.
What are they making calls? Oh, like just to call your friends?
Yeah,
or what
just
you're
to
saying,
call your friends where they can see you if you're not getting out of your house. And take care of people. That's my words of wisdom.
And on behalf of myself and Lillian and the entire Pod Bless Texas team, y'all have a blessed week.
See you next week.